John Mann, Labour MP for Bassett Lord, chair of the all-party parliamentary group on anti-Semitism. I thought Jeremy Corbyn, good evening to you, John. I thought Jeremy Corbyn wanted nothing to do with these sorts of things.
And that's what he's always said for the last 30 years. But clearly he's changed his mind, and I think it's quite appalling that it's Cameron does cash for his cronies and Corbyn's doing cash for reports. It's a very, very bad day, bad sign, and it's the last thing we want in politics.
So has she not done a good job, Shami Chakrabarti, across a number of different areas? She's extremely high profile, isn't she?
I was quite happy with the report, but that's not the point. The rewarding of someone with a peerage for doing this kind of work is quite shocking. It's the worst kind of politics. And there's no other reason that she's been picked out and given a peerage. She's been given it because she's done this report, and the accusation will be that the report has been watered down in order to please Mr. Corbyn.
How much do you think Jeremy Corbyn had to do with this, or could it have conceivably been somebody else's job to get on with this?
Well, this peerage was entirely given by Jeremy Corbyn. He spent a lifetime saying, as have I, that there shouldn't be a House of Lords. He gets the opportunity to do something about it, and he appoints someone into it. It's quite shocking. And it's hypocrisy of the worst kind. You know, this woman, I'm sure she'd apply to go in the Lords as an independent peer. She'd have got in. So it's not about her and her personality. It's about she's done a job of work for the Labour Party, specifically asked by Jeremy Corbyn, and as a reward has been given a peerage. And that's the worst kind of politics.
He'll be asked about this evening, won't he, during the hustings?
Well, he ought to be. I hope he'll come up with an explanation. He can't come up with an explanation because there is no credible, valid explanation for this kind of behaviour. It's the equivalent of cash for peerages. It's a cash for a report. It's a cash for a piece of work done. And we've had enough of that kind of politics in this country. It's bad enough with the disgrace David Cameron's got himself into. Obviously, he's not in my party. But he's sullied his reputation pretty badly by this honours list with all his cronies and his failures from the EU referendum. Now Corbyn's doing the same thing. It's not good enough. And Corbyn needs to, he needs to stop doing this. He needs to give an explanation. I don't think he can.
John, what about this new kind of politics? I know a lot of people who, they'll hear something like this and they will just put it aside. You could put it right in front of them and you could say, look, I'm quoting John Mann here. This is a Labour MP for Bassett Law. He's a distinguished MP of many years. There's a vote of no confidence in him. It's unbelievable what he seems to sort of be able to survive, Jeremy Corbyn. He's Teflon man.
Well, whether he's Teflon man or not, this is rank hypocrisy. You know, people who don't believe in appointments to the House of Lords shouldn't make those appointments. I don't believe them. I believe the House of Lords should be abolished. That's how I've voted for it. If we're going to have one, it should be elected and only elected. And that's how I've also voted when there's been votes in Parliament. Corbyn's been in the same lobbies as me on this throughout my time in Parliament. Now he's got the chance to do something about it, to make a stand. And what does he do? He compromises himself. He sullies himself by giving a peerage for someone who's done a report to please Jeremy Corbyn. Mm. It's the worst kind of politics. Corbyn should apologise for this appalling behaviour.
And what about Shami Chakrabarti herself? I mean, a comment for her. I'm sort of surprised. I assume that she has accepted this. I don't know what the procedure is for it. I mean, I'm sure she's honoured, and I've interviewed her a number of times, and she's impressive in a number of ways, whether you believe in her politics and her beliefs, or not. But what about her accepting a position in the House of Lords?
Well, it's accepting it in the context in which she has. She's compromised herself entirely. And, she had 2 months ago a brilliant reputation across all parties. And she's damaged that very, very badly now. Basically, she sold herself cheaply in order to get into the House of Lords. And for what? What does she achieve from that?
A nice daily rate?
I think it's... It's all too cosy in there, isn't it? And she's now joined the cosy club. And she really has. Her reputation is badly damaged by this. Her credibility is now in question.